This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe flush your phone down the toilet. Throw out your Apple Watch. Get rid of the computer. I am just really freaked out by this. Just freaked out. Okay. So I have a couple, computers in my studio. Okay. One, I guess, could record me if it wants to. The other, I have the speakers off. I don't even have the speakers connected. The volume's down. So this other computer I have here is just for me to, you know, pull up the news. And this morning, I just, you know, pull it up. And as I'm looking at a story, an ad comes up saying pee-proof underwear. And it has nothing to do with the story. Just a Google ad, pee-proof underwear. And I believe the reason why I am being targeted with this ad is because they hear me talk about how I almost pee on myself. Now, I haven't really said that in the last maybe 20 hours. But when I said it last, and this is what really freaks me out, is I was about 10 to 12 miles away from here, talking to a friend on the phone, saying how what she texted me earlier made me almost pee on myself. Now, some of you guys are like, okay, Dr. Dahlia, what's your point? The point is, if somebody's listening, not somebody, Google, and listening, digesting it, and proactively or deliberately targeting me with an ad based on what I said. Now you kind of go back and you go, oh, Lord have mercy. Well, what else were we talking about? Well, then you go back and you're like, oh my gosh, wait, you know, did I talk about my husband? Did I talk about mother-in-laws? Did I talk about, what did I say? But getting a female pee-proof underwear, the ad, it means they know I'm not male for them to, you know, usually they're, you know, I get female ads all the time. I get like, you know, dresses and bras. Oh, remember I got that ad? I opened up my computer for the election results. And as we're sitting there during the midterm election results, a double F bra ad pops up. I'm not double F. I'm double D. But why would they think, yeah, Google got it wrong on that one, but still, why would Google think I was female? Why would they think I was big-breasted? How would they know? Are they watching me? Or is it that they're listening? I'm scared by either. I mean, that's just really... And the funny thing is we know, we've been talking about this for years. Didn't the Sun came out with an article a couple years ago. Hold on, let me pull it up. Didn't somebody do a study on this where if you have an Android, the Android could listen also? Let me see. Here they go. If you own an Android phone, it's likely that you've used Google's Assistant, which is similar to Apple's Siri. Google says it only turns on and begins recording when you utter the words, okay, Google. But a Sun investigation has announced that the virtual assistant is hard of hearing, and if you say okay, it'll prompt to switch on your phone and record 20 seconds of audio. So if my husband says, do you want to have sex to me? And I go, okay. I don't do that. He's just like, okay. It's recording for 20 seconds, which means that's going to include the foreplay, the sex, and the pillow talk. Sorry. Okay, not funny, sorry. It's going to record 20 seconds of audio, according to them. So they say it regularly switches on the microphone as you go about your day-to-day activities. Now, they say your Android phone can be in use or locked and sitting idle. Software, they claim, is constantly listening for the phrase, okay, Google. So it knows whether to assist you in any way. Because, again, if it's idle and you're like, okay, Google, book me, whatever. So, Google begins recording. And then after the software stops recording, the audio file is uploaded to Google's cloud where it is stored. Now, they say that that means any device that has signed into your personal Gmail or Google account can access the library of these recordings. You could even listen right now on your laptop to anything Google has recorded. I wouldn't put it past Google that maybe it doesn't always upload to something that you could see. And then guess what? They claim that a text version of the conversation is saved. Now, I mean, I know we all want to have some robot in our house where we could say, you know, go call my mother for me. Go make dinner reservations. Go pick up some extra toilet, go order me toilet paper at Walmart, and you just tell this Google assistant to do it all like you have a personal assistant. And people love that because, you know, you get to feel rich where you have a personal assistant or whatever. But we are really doing this at the loss of privacy. But here's my problem. I don't even use Siri. I don't use Siri. I don't use Google Assistant. All I did was talk to my friend about how what she texted made me almost pee on myself. That's a problem. For me to then, within hours, get an ad for pee-proof underwear. Yeah, I'm going to probably buy the underwear. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, we're not talking about whether they were right that I might need a product, but that's spooky stuff. So if you, talk some, smack about a family member, if you talk some smack about the government, if you, reveal your deepest, darkest, love to somebody, it's all Google's listening, and we'll turn around and send you an ad, probably for condoms. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, we got Ron on the line from Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining the show.
Hi. I work with students. I'm a retired guy, and we looked at cigarettes and the vaping products for our student service projects. And what we just saw from Centers for Disease, CDC, they put out a report that 27.7% of high school and mid-school students are in use of vaping or e-cigarette products. Now,
ridiculous.
I would ask this question. I mean, you're informed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Even though they haven't, they keep putting the extensions for approval from FDA
mm-hmm.
on these products, these vaping products, which contain toxicants which an investment company just put $12 billion into a producer, the producer that has 70% of the e-cigarette market, out of San Francisco. People from Silicon Valley who developed it, graduates at Stanford. Why in the world would a government support a product that was equal in toxicants, in other words, bioaccumulation of toxic substances, as cigarettes are, over all these years, allow that to be marketed specifically to youth for the time that it was, giving the excuse we don't have the science in. Well, they didn't have the science in on cigarettes either. And that turned out to be a carcinogen. So when you have a bioaccumulation of smoking cigarettes from the toxins in the cigarettes, and when you burn them to higher levels that reach dioxin levels and content, why would you approve a product similar in disease causation with bioaccumulation and allow that to be there and then claim that you're waiting for the science when you already know the science on the constituents in the product?
I know it. I know it. And a quarter of the kids are smoking this stuff. I know. I know. And you know, one theory somebody had was it was big tobacco, where some of the tobacco, you know, company money went to these e-cigs. And in order to still keep big tobacco happy, they, you know, lobbyists, you know, got legislators to at least okay this e-cig sort of industry. But you're right. There, you know, first of all, us not having, let's say the argument is that we don't have enough science. That doesn't mean you approve. That means you wait, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. You've hit the mark right there. Who, with any sensible thinking, what grandparent, parent, teacher, advocate of education and good health would allow a student to be sold a product that has flavors in it? And and then the EPA guy, which you would kind of blame, but it goes back years. They're saying that they really haven't given a final approval on a product they're allowing on the market. When we work with students, these students are asking questions and they're coming forward. And I'm out of San Francisco area, but not in San Francisco. But that's where the lead manufacturer is in San Francisco, supposedly a enlightened community from Silicon Valley. When our students work on their project, which is knowwhatsinit.org, and that's they're in development, they want to know now. They're starting to learn. And when they're in, when their community is so afflicted, they don't understand one word.
Well, Ron,
accumulation.
But right now, Ron, you know, their argument, the government's argument is that they're not direct. I'm on your side on this, but this is devil's advocate here. The government's argument is that they aren't directly advertising. These companies aren't directly advertising to kids. That they put in blocks.
Well, these kids are getting them.
But the problem is, I'm agreeing with you.
From the devil's advocate point of view, I could argue the other side easily too. But when I ask this question, I'm 75 years old. You get what I'm saying? When I quit smoking 50 years ago, so you know, I understand the problem.
Yeah,
and I understand. But I'm going to tell you, 50 years ago, and even probably 10 years earlier than that, when I was say 15. You think that it mattered to me that I couldn't go and get a pack of cigarettes, even though they didn't allow it until 18?
Right.
I couldn't go out and find a beer at 15 when the 21 was the age? Come on.
Yeah. By the way, how did you quit smoking? Ron, how did you quit smoking?
I'll tell you. I tried a couple times. It didn't work. And then I said to myself, what do I hate about cigar smoke at that time? I bought the cheapest cigars in the world. And when I had to hack that up and hacked up blood just before that one time, I didn't go back to smoking anything because I made it a poison on a poison to nauseate me to not smoke any longer.
Yeah, I mean, I can't advise that, but I've heard of parents, you know, how they got their kids to quit smoking when they caught them is to make the kids smoke a whole pack of cigarettes right then and there until the kid vomits. Now, I wouldn't advise that, and we couldn't do that, but, you know, anecdotally, we heard how that works, you know. Anyway, Ron, thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your point of view. Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, why would the e-cigs be so prevalent? 27% now of high schoolers I believe that it's like 15 to 20% of middle schoolers have tried vaping, and I think the number is even higher than that. Why would we allow such a thing? Why? Well, it's, you know, we did it. The argument is no, they're on the market for the people that are trying to get off smoking. And this is one of government's clusters. This is definitely one of their not so brightest moves. You know, there was such a push for you know, stopping stopping tobacco and going after big tobacco and trying to stop smoking and our stop smoking campaigns, and we made progress and everybody was, you know, hailing how wonderful the government is and how, you know, we go after the convenience stores, we go after the smokers, we tax them silly for each pack, and we are able to crush the whole smoking epidemic. And we've been very successful at, you know, curbing smoking. But were we really successful? You know, do we really deserve a pat on the back? No. What happened is we handed people something else that they could put in their mouth so they could get their nicotine fixed. Telling somebody to stop smoking who is, you know, very dependent on nicotine is not an easy thing to do. So while everybody's kind of going rah, 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 and, you know, back slapping each other and shaking each other's hands or whatever, people who were, you know, really, really, you know, trying to quit smoking, they needed help. And these companies had something that they could go to, the vapes. Then young kids are like, wait a second, if it's too expensive to smoke, and these vaping things are looking cooler and cooler and they're tastier, you know, and then you got Juul going, all right, you know, we can make these really sleek and sexy looking. Then kids are like, well, I don't have to try a cigarette now. I could Juul. I could hide it. I don't get in trouble, you know, smoking in the boys' room. Nobody can really catch me now. I could even do it in class. Very little vapor. And so now we bred this whole new epidemic. We also, by the way, bred extra obesity. Now we have a lot more obesity than we used to because people quit smoking. You know, those who did quit, lucky enough to quit, they put something else in their mouth, which is food. We used to smoke to keep our appetites down. So we ended up getting two epidemics, possibly even a third or fourth if we start looking at marijuana, etc., as we, you know, cheer ourselves on with what we did and congratulate ourselves with what we did with the tobacco epidemic. And this is just, again, testament to the government doesn't do things right. You know, I mean, if you're going to have a smoking cessation campaign, you can't scare or tax people into it. You can't do it. That's not going to work because you aren't understanding why people smoke. Now, maybe, you know, government doesn't care. We see that with the opioid crisis. Look at how they're tackling the opioid crisis. Are they securing the border? Are they trying to stop illegal drugs from coming in? Well, you know, luckily our agents are doing the best they can, but where is the big focus? Where was the big push that Congress made, right, or any state legislator made when it came to narcotics? Oh, we'll go after the family doctor. Yeah, we'll tell the family doctors and internists and the dentists to not prescribe a lot of pills. Okay, no. All right. That's not helping. Meanwhile, all these, you know, politicians are like, look at how we are fighting the opioid crisis. We made this new law, you know, threatening doctors will lose their license if they write narcotics. Meanwhile, the average patient out there is going, whoa, wait a second. I'm in pain here. I'm not using heroin. I'm in pain. Where do I get my pain? What do I do for pain? And so what are people doing who can't get their narcotics for pain? They're going to marijuana. Or they're going to alcohol. Or they're going to have to go to the black market and get, you know, the drugs they need, what they think they need. And so when government gets involved to try to, you know, get that little sound bite and the little media clip and, you know, have voters, you know, throw their arms up going, yay, yee-haw, you know, you did a good job. They need to stop and actually look at what is the core of what they're trying to do. If we have an opioid epidemic, maybe we need to deal with pain. Same thing with smoking. Maybe we need to deal with nicotine addiction. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has some strong words for Democrats after an anti-hate resolution was passed on Thursday.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because it's become, the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
President Trump's comments before leaving aboard Air Force One. The president is currently down in Alabama touring some of the tornado damage that happened earlier this week. The U.S. economy gained 20,000 jobs in February. Now economists were predicting nearly 180,000 jobs in the latest job report. That is the worst job creation number since September of 2017. The only good news out of that report was that wage earnings were up in February. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you listen to the show live. Some of you listen to the show delayed. And we do have an answer line where you could call in and leave your call. So let's go to the answer line and see what's there. 1-877-362-3254.
William, Michigan. Blue-collar worker family. 66 years old, veteran. I have a question. If since 1900 there hasn't been some type of something afoot to emasculate the American male. The total sum product. And one of the examples is John Wayne's dead. There's no more American heroes.
I see, yeah. I see. Okay.
And I wonder...
I wish I could talk to you live. Okay, first of all, veteran, thank you. Thank you for your service. Very, very cool. I got to correct you there. There are heroes. Are veterans out there. I mean, like yourself. So, you know, first of all, we do have heroes. We do. In terms of the whole John Wayne idea, and, it's something that in this day and age we're just not going to see anymore. There's a lot of political correctness. You know, having that kind of, you know, manly man, that kind of burly guy, you know, that cowboy, you know, tough guy who says it like it is and, you know, fights evil and is just a good guy all around and people could count on him. I mean, that's something that a lot of us grew up in. I mean, you know, even in biblical times, you know, you kind of have this, you know, male hero and you know, even though the Bible did, you know, make, you know, Mary a heroine and, you know, Rebecca and Sarah and, you know, Rachel heroes, you know, they for centuries it's been, you know, depicted in movies and stories as, you know, that Prince Charming or that king. And, I mean, men had a lot on their shoulders. I mean, you know, men did. It's, you know, men were the ones that, you know, usually went to battle, except, you know, there were a lot of civilizations that did use their females, too. But it was, you know, the story was sexier when it was about the guy. And, you know, most men did that kind of stuff. And so, of course, when, you know, Westerns and movies came out and James Bond and 007s and things like that, you know, the idea of, you know, that kind of, you know, male macho hero was very, very attractive to Hollywood. Same thing with presidency. I mean, the country still doesn't seem ready for a female president. And, you know, I'm not sure why, you know, what exactly it would take for that to happen. The last thing I want is somebody to become president because they're a woman, you know, just to fill a demographic. You know, I would want to see somebody that, is deserving. And I think a woman could be just as deserving as a male when it comes to presidency. It just, you know, we haven't seen a female candidate that just, you know, blows us away. But then again, we haven't really seen a male candidate that, you know, blows us away. And so, you know, this idea of, you know, we need a hero. Well, you know, Marvel has, you know, made Captain Marvel female. I'm not sure how that movie's going to go. I'm hearing, you know, a lot of people aren't as excited about the next Avenger movie where, you know, Captain Marvel is a female role. It just doesn't sell. And unfortunately, I have to keep bringing up Hollywood, and because that's what kind of helps perpetuate a lot of these ideals and myths and, you know, roles. It's like, you know, when I read Gone with the Wind, from I guess what we understood, the author of Gone with the Wind wrote the book with Clark Gable in mind. And then Clark Gable ends up playing the role in the movie. And when I, you know, think of, you know, Rhett Butler, it's Rhett Butler. You know, we Hollywood is, you know, brilliant about giving us the image. And so, how do we give kids the role model? How do we give kids the right role model without having the manipulation of Hollywood? Now, the one thing I'm noticing in, you know, Temple is some of the prayers, they've started to include the female role models. And I think that is appropriate. You know, I mean, I don't want to idolize somebody that doesn't, you know, doesn't deserve it. But, you know, there were female matriarchs, you know, in our history that were heroes. You know, Mother Mary, like I said, you know, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel. And so a lot of the prayers, like we have the Amida, you know, where you not only, you know, bring up, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but you also bring up the wives. And so, you know, because they did play a role. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, maybe we start to, you know, reintroduce more religion, but, you know, there are heroes in our Bibles and in our history that you know, I think can, you know, can youth can identify with. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, reading about Greek mythology. I mean, that stuff was really, really cool. You know, and that kind of gave you the idea of, well, you know, even the female, you know, even the Greeks idolized both men and females. You know, and there really, I don't believe, was a lot of, you know, gender identity where, you know, so anybody could feel, shall we say, that they could relate to any of these heroes. But sometimes we spend so much time trying to be politically correct and be, you know, politically accepting and, you know, oh, you know, this is okay. We sometimes do that so much that we forget to put focus on certain things. You know, we had just talked about in the last segment how we went about the tobacco crisis and the narcotic crisis all wrong. And it's because nobody wanted to stigmatize, you know, somebody who, you know, was a patient or who smoked. Same thing with obesity. We're going to have a hell of a time fighting the obesity epidemic if nobody wants to use the term fat. Oh, well, you know, you're fat shaming. And, you know, we love the bodies we have and we should own it. And, you know, we should, you know, celebrate on magazine covers overweight, you know, women models and all that. You know, okay, I get, you know, we don't want to bully people. And some people are overweight, you know, because they have some bad genes. And there are some people that really, really can't control their weight. You know, and I feel bad for them. But being so politically correct, we're kind of not getting people off their butts and saying, look, you can't be that weight. I mean, in my family, because, you know, we're half Israeli, I mean, the women in my family, they were just rough. I mean, both my grandmother and my aunt said, no, your butt's too big. Period. Did I cry? Did I get upset? Did I, you know, make a GoFundMe page to hire a lawyer? No. I had to deal with the big butt, and I had to start eating more salad. So, you know, we need to sometimes stop and rethink. You know, I talk about this all the time in medicine, you know, to embrace a race. Everybody is so afraid to bring up racial differences. Yet, when I see an African-American male being given a wrong blood pressure medicine that might not work for his blood pressure problem if he has, you know, stiffer arteries, and, you know, I get mad. You know, we're trying to be so politically correct that we're not, you know, oh, yeah, well, we're going to give everybody the same blood pressure medication. No, you can't give everybody the same blood pressure medication. A Hispanic might be different than a white, than somebody who's African-American, depending on their genetics. Why aren't we starting to individualize treatment? So it's a growing problem. It really, really is. And, you know, when you tell your kids to, you know, look at a hero, a lot of times I go back to the Bible. If I have to give my kids a hero, that's what I do, you know, or somebody in our family or somebody they know that they're close to. You know, look at your Uncle Joey, you know, look at your Aunt Savannah. And that's what you have to do. Not somebody that Hollywood creates. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How you doing?
Oh, hi, doctor. Yeah, I heard you talking about the vaping a few minutes ago, and I ran into a news article about, you noticed that the Food and Drug Administration, director of it,
Scott. Yeah.
Commissioner, yeah, he resigned suddenly yesterday.
Yep.
Well, the day before, if you go to CNBC, The big headline is the FDA puts 15 national retailers on notice for allegedly selling tobacco products to minors. And he names them, and they're the biggest ones in the world. You know, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Family Dollar, BP, Citgo, and there's 15 of them total. So what do you bet that those 15 ganged up and got Trump to get him fired within 24 hours?
Wow. You know, we haven't talked about that. That's a good thought because, yeah, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, I mean, he was leading the agency for about a couple of years, seems to be in the news all the time, and all of a sudden, boom. He's stepping down, and nobody really knew why. Now, he cited it was the challenge of being apart from his family, but they always say that. Everybody always says, well, you know, I want to be with my family. And I guess he's gone, not, you know, at the end of the year, I mean, in a month. And, yeah, he's only 46 years old. I mean, he is a physician. I love it when, you know, we have doctors actually running these agencies. But he has, I don't know, because I heard that he was in trouble for not, you know, acting more forcefully because of e-cig. So I didn't think about that. Maybe it's backlash for being on top of it. I don't know.
Well, there's different angles on it. The vaping, as you were talking with that earlier, caller, he was saying it's up to, what, better than 25%?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of kids these days? Absolutely. And it's probably even higher. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if I remember right, you know, modern America, before, you know, like in the 1960s and 70s, smoking was, what, about 30 or 40%. So, you know, this is reaching a level that's almost at that same high of back then. I don't think the modern, currently, I don't think average real cigarette smoking is it below 20% now or below 15 or so?
Yeah, they say 13 to 15% of the American population are smokers still. But then again, I don't think the average person raises their hand and says, yeah, add me into this. So it still may be higher. I mean, I still know a lot of people. I was doing telemedicine, and I spoke to just in the last couple of days two parents of kids where I go, you know, are there any smokers in the house? I go, oh, yeah, we smoke, but outside the house. I'm like, you're still smoking in this day and age? So there's still people that smoke, you know?
Sure. Well, yeah. That's the thing about these vaping. You know, they're pretending that it's to help quit smoking, but the more you learn about it, the more it's sort of like the designer drugs, where they're coming up with these new flavors and all sorts of strange additives. So it's not, of course, does have nicotine in it, but it also has. You remember how the what did they call them? The menthol cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Would be doubly addictive.
They'd
give you worse cancer, and they'd be doubly addictive. So menthols were always worse.
Mm-hmm. They claim that one Juul has enough nicotine in one pod as a whole pack of cigarettes.
Sure.
So if these kids smoke a pod, that's like a pack a day. That's, yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you again for calling, Dave. Always nice to hear from you. Thank you so much. The big question people have is, what do you do? The kids are going to keep wanting something. Well, what the FDA is doing is, well, if you can't change the kids, let's change where they're getting the medicine, the cigarettes or the vapes from. So the FDA is now pressuring a lot of chains, as David just brought up, like Walgreens, a whole slew of them to stop, selling the products, especially to minors, which is technically illegal. So the FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who is not going to be commissioner much longer, had requested a meeting with Walgreens corporate leadership now as part of the agency's ongoing crackdown. And now we're being told in this article that 37% of high school seniors have tried e-cigs. So that number, that 25%, is active smokers. They're saying 37% have dabbled with it. Expect that number to be higher, even though that was a study published in December. So the FDA says that convenience stores and other chains are also complicit in the e-cig epidemic among teens. Walgreens in particular has racked up more tobacco-related violations, they said, than any other chain. Walgreens, it's a pharmacy chain. Apparently they're, you know, making money selling vaping products. But a lot of people are. And again, it's because just months ago, vaping was touted as something that would help us with the tobacco epidemic. So, yes, any company got on it. And then, all of a sudden, public opinion changes, going, well, too many kids are smoking it, and we still, you know, the jury's not out. Well, you know, people should have thought this through early on. But, you know, making headlines today was how the FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is stepping down. President Donald Trump had tapped him back in 2017 to, quote, cut the red tape at the FDA. They said that Gottlieb, according to Fox News, bucked expectations by pushing the agency to expand its authorities in several key ways, including an effort to make cigarettes less addictive by requiring lower nicotine levels. Now he's a 46-year-old physician, former conservative pundit, and, you know, from what we understand, he, you know, had some huge sweeping plans, and it's not going to all get done. He even had this initiative to make cigarettes less addictive. I don't know if he'll ever see the fruition of that. So Dr. David Kessler, who led the FDA from 1990 to 1997, says he does deserve strong credit for his stance on tobacco. I only wish he would have seen some of these efforts go through to fruition. So, you know, not sure exactly what's going on here. There's been a lot of coming and going in this administration, just like previous administrations, you know, which kind of makes the average person not want to work for the government. I mean, I remember growing up, see, my grandfather had worked for the post office. And my family had always said, if you get a government job, if you could get a government job, then you're going to be, you know, taken care of for years. Nah, I don't think, No, it seems like people are leaving left and right if you work for the government. So Gottlieb, apparently the FDA commissioner, has come under fire for not acting more forcefully to address the teenage explosion of electronic cigarettes, especially with candy and fruit flavors. They say under Gottlieb, the FDA has emphasized vaping as a potential tool to wean adult smokers off traditional cigarettes. And they say in a criticized move, Gottlieb delayed key regulations on vaping devices until 2022, in part to avoid over-regulating the industry. So, you know, do we want government to get involved to crack down, or do we want, you know, government to butt out? Well, now people are crying, yeah, well, we need the government involved because, you know, these kids are smoking and getting addicted to nicotine. All right, well, you know, what do you want the government to do and what do you want them not to do? You know, technically, and again, I kind of agree with, you know, doing whatever we can to stop kids from getting addicted to it. But in theory, I mean, if you look at the skeleton of it, asking the government to step in and stop a company from making a product, stopping people from selling a product that's still technically legal, what are the ramifications then for other products? You know, like I said, the reason why e-cigs are not made illegal, because cigarettes are not illegal, and because alcohol is not illegal, and, you know, certain fats are not illegal. You know, if you're going to, if the government is going to make a move on one, then they can make a move on all of it. And that's why there's that hesitancy. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.